In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these documented testimonies as we follow as we engage. Number one, miracle mouth-watering, palm-sweating international job. Make that bigger for Jesus. I asked God for a miracle mouth-watering international job in millions, and I tied my Shiloh sacrifice to this prayer request. Since then, I've been applying for different jobs while patiently waiting and sometimes anxiously waiting on the Lord. I had a job interview in February, but it was not successful. However, I kept praying kingdom advancement prayers, prayed for other job seekers to get jobs, keyed into miracle job testimonies from the altar, and to the word and declarations from God's servants on the two covenant days of settlement in the year, particularly Jeremiah 1, 11 to 12, Revelations 3, 8, 1 Peter 5, 10 to 11, and 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. I also attended my next two interviews with the God is at work doing special miracles mantle from the second miracle service at Canaan Land on my person. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I did my best at the interviews, and to the glory of God, I was offered a job on the 25th of March 2021 with the willingness to sponsor my work visa just 5 days before my current visa documents expired. It is indeed a palm-sweating miracle international job of my desire, with a mouth-watering financial package beyond my expectations. I'm filled with so much joy and gladness. The God of Shiloh, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo, the God of the living world, has indeed settled me, and I am here to give him all the glory because he made this possible all by himself. Hallelujah. Testify as Chima Madu. Please make those hands bigger for Jesus. Number two, healed via kingdom stewardship. For 5 years, I suffered from prostate cancer and I was on drugs, but there was no improvement. However, I joined this commission in 2017. Thereafter, I rededicated my life to Christ and engaged in kingdom stewardship. I went out for souls, prayed kingdom advancement prayers, and made sure I attended 3 services. All the while, I trusted God for my healing. Last week, I noticed that my frequent trips to the toilet at night reduced. By yesterday, I noticed that it has finally stopped and was totally healed. To God be the glory. Testify is Daniel Olumuwa. Please rise on your feet, everyone. Lift up your hands to God with loud voices. Let's thank the doer of these wonderful miracles.
Lift up those two hands. Let's give God thanks for those amazing testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord and they are marvelous in our eyes. Give him thanks and glory and praise and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Now, thank him for answered prayers this morning. Lift up your two hands and thank him for answered prayers this morning. If you believe that he heard you, give him thanks in return. Give him thanks in return. Give him thanks in return. And give him thanks in return. There is no one like our God. Ever faithful, ever sure, ever reliable, ever dependable. Celebrate him. Magnify him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Just one word from heaven can spark a new beginning in anyone's life. Lord, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning, Jesus. I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning, Jesus. I want to hear from you. One word from heaven can steer a supernatural turnaround in anyone's life. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. Speak to me. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Concerning Jesus was said in prophecy, he opened my ear morning by morning. God has news every morning. Amen. He said they are new every morning. So God has news every morning. May the news for today get across to you. Yeah. May the news of this morning turn you to another newsmaker. Yeah. May the news this morning turn you to another newsmaker. Yeah. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. And please be seated. Engaging biblical mentality in stewardship. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Among other things, God's word is ordained for renewal of mind. And until one's mind is renewed, his life cannot be transformed. Be ye not conformed to this world, he said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. In verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Bible is the will of God in print. Praise God. The Bible is the will of God in print. And its mission is to renew our mind so as to transform our lives. It tells you how that God resists the proud and gives more grace to the humble. When God stands on your way, how can you pass through? That means the proud can't have breakthroughs in life. And so that tells you, hey, I better come down. I better come down. It tells you life and death are in the power of the tongue. And don't ever say before an angel it was an error. Why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? So the works of my mouth can destroy the works of my hand. Oh my God, save my soul. Save my soul. So it's there to renew our mind so as to transform our lives. And remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So mentality is vital to fulfilling our glorious destiny. Mentality is vital. We must begin to think right, think the truth, so we can keep triumphing. In stewardship, therefore, we know that not everyone serving God gets rewarded because they are out of touch with the factors that guarantee rewards. For instance, having therefore received the kingdom that cannot be removed, let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably. Hebrews 12:28. With fear. With reverence and godly fear. So, it has to be acceptable before it becomes rewardable. But how do I keep going in stewardship? That's what we've been trying to do here. Among other things, we must possess a runner's mentality. Stewardship is not a religious activity. It holds amazing returns for those who understand what it's all about. We must possess a runner's mentality. We understand that life is a race. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Let us therefore run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. 1 and 2. There's a race. So life is a race. The day one is born, the race begins. And then it's made responsible for what obtains in that race from the age of 20 or what? No one to blame. He has to take responsibility. Life in the kingdom is a race. We all know that you don't work on a track to win the race. You run. We also know that you can't use another man to run a race and win the prize. You use your own leg. So a race demands personal engagement for anyone who desires to win the prize. It demands personal engagement. It demands personal engagement. This is why every vision demands a run to be fulfilled. Write the vision. And make it plain upon tables that he may run. He may run. He may run. And vision does not mean sleep in the night, hear something. It's every truth revealed to you, run with it, or it runs off. Every truth reveals to you, run with it, it's gone. Because the vision of all is as a book that's written within and without. It's not just nice sleep that can be erroneous a number of times, praise God. But the truth is tried in fire 7 times. So, every truth revealed to you, run with it. You don't drag to win a race, you run to win a race. Winning a race is no fun, it's a task. Ask any athlete. Winning a race is no fun, it's a task. Ask any Olympic gold medalist. It's a task, an onerous task. So you don't sit down to win a race. No one sitting down ever wins a race. You don't go forward sitting down, you go forward taking steps. You don't win a race taking steps, you win a race taking gallant steps. Gallant steps. When I found Matthew 33, I picked race. I'm still running. And it's still adding value. When I caught a revelation of thou shalt not borrow, I picked race. First vowed against it, and then began the journey. That makes it real. That makes it a reality. When I find that those who do know their God shall be strong and they shall do it, you don't need to know anyone to scale any height in life. And you see how many testimonies we have in this church now where you don't know nothing. That is, members don't know anybody, anywhere. Mouth watering, hand sweating, package. You say, do you know them? No. Are they white? Are they black? No. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do it. I call that 1981. I don't need to know nobody to scale any height in life. Just know me. That's what he said. You know what the word says? If you didn't hearken to my voice and observe to do what I tell you to do, I'll set you on high above all nations of the earth. Not that, and you know somebody will get you there. No. I, God, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. How many caught me by the throat? I knew it, and so there was no reason looking anywhere else. And those who look to the sun don't see the shadows. So there are many things God has revealed to you, but God told me about 5 years ago. Okay, what have you done with it? Nothing. Is there anybody else who doesn't know Matthew 33 in this church? No. Whether in prayer or in song, any day, anywhere, you hear it. Now, how many are up to it? How many are running with it? You can't win the prize that all these things will be added to you until you pick race with a determination to win. When I saw these things, now hear what I said. If I was selling firewood, I'd be a huge success. Because what makes a success is not what exactly you do, but what to know about what you are doing. Whatever he doeth, he shall prosper. He's a teacher, he's a palm oil seller. Whatever he doeth, he sells paper as a vendor. Whatever he doeth, he shall prosper. When I saw that people with whom I work determines the future that awaits me, I became careful. And I say, hey, friendship is not by force, it's by choice. Relationship either breaks you or makes you. Make your choice. Association is either a blessing or a curse. Make your choice. Now, we need to be sensitive that we are in a race. And every light shed on your heart, either in your private devotions, in your meditation, is to say, hey, here's an opportunity for a change of story if you're interested. Every revelation is a knock on the door of your heart. Hello, I have this for you if you're interested. No, I'm out. We are resting. Amen. Glory to God. But somebody is guessing, po. And that's you. No treasure from heaven that ever gets transmitted to you will be wasted again. No light from heaven that is shed on your heart will be despised again. Somebody was crying among our leaders, among our deaconesses in Kaduna. And I said, what about? He said, the way they are talking about you in town. I said, what did they say I do? He said, I say you will be rich. Ah. He said, I should please not say that again. I laughed. And it was a service day, evening service. I got there. I said, one of you was crying now. And I said, what about? He said, I shouldn't say I will be rich again. I said, hey, listen. I'm not just going to be rich, I'll be the richest. Amen. I found what enriches people. And I'm doing it. So why should I say I'll be poor? I found it. 1986. This book tells you where you are going if you're interested. This book tells you where you are going if you're interested. Now, 1976, I saw that if you seek first my kingdom, in all truth and righteousness, all these things that others are dying to get, I heard it from the mouth of Jesus, shall be added to you. I signed up to make it my new lifestyle in a covenant. Now, 76 to date, I've not regretted it once. Are you ready to secure a great future that redemption has offered you for free? And you only get there by the word, by running with the word, running with the truth. Running with the truth. Now, you can't get on God's payroll, sir. You can't get on God's payroll by any kind of prayer or fasting. You get on God's payroll by getting on the harvest field. He that reapeth only receiveth wages as he gathers fruit unto life eternal. And this wages covers all your needs are my needs. When I sent you to the harvest field without purse or shoes, lacked anything, they said nothing. So it's not just money. It covers all your needs and all my needs. You can't get on that payroll except you are an enlisted reaper. A reaping reaper. Not a preaching reaper. A reaping reaper. Now, James chapter 5 verse 4, he said, the hire of the laborers that reap your field, reap down your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. Amen. That is, God is saying, I cannot keep back your hire when you are reaping my harvest field. I can't keep. If God reacts against those who keep back, those who reap their field, how will he now, on the other side, begin to hold back what belongs to you? Praise God. To be on God's payroll means when you are confronted, he shows up. Hey, paid for. Amen. Paid for. Paid for. Paid for. So there is no hiding place. Sir. You can be an apostle and be a pauper. There are apostles who are paupers. Amen. They have apostolic seal on their head, but they are paupers. Because what prospers people, they won't do it. Now, many don't know it. Those who know it, just, oh, no. Brother David is just lucky. And they are poorer by the day and begging members of their church to survive. And there are pastors of yesterday in the same church that are just flowing in affluence and helping people in the same place. Life is a race. It answers only committed runners. Please run with every truth revealed to you. We are all now in a race of wisdom on the Lord's side. And these are the fruits of being on the Lord's side. How hard are you running to be listed among the prize winners in this ongoing race? Each one will determine that. But it takes discipline, dedication, and sacrifice to emerge a winner in any race. 1 Corinthians 9:24-26. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that he may obtain. And every man that wants the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are an incorruptible crown. The same demand for discipline. I therefore so run. Amen. Diligence. Not as uncertainly. So fight I. Sacrifice, it must happen. Not as one that beated the air. But I keep my body under. Amen. And bring it into subjection. This race must be won. I must win a prize here. That's the way it works. I must win a prize here. So it takes determination, discipline, dedication, sacrifice to emerge a winner in the race of life. You don't sit down to win a race. You don't lift up your hands and half asleep and half awake. Oh Lord my God, when I know some wonder. You just be wondering. Instead of running, it won't work. Now, between now and Sunday, anybody can turn out to be anything. And anything can turn for anybody else. If he chooses to. The interesting thing about God is he never forces his way into any man's life. He knocks, you say no, he passes on. He knocks, you know, he passes on. His goodness will not pass you this year. Rise to your feet, everybody. Amen. How many want to win the prize this year? Amen. You are winning the prize of this supernatural turnaround race. You are winning it this year. You must win it this year. You must be listed among the winners this year.
Something supernatural must turn in your life. Something must turn supernaturally in your life. Something must change in your life. Lift up your two hands and receive grace with the runner's mentality. Receive grace for the runner's mentality in your stewardship. Amen. In Jesus' name. I told a friend of mine years ago, I was stepping into full-time ministry. I said, hey, my friend, you know we're going full-time, so you can go full length. And I vowed that no one doing it halfway will match me in the race. I mean, it will be foolhardy. If I'm spending 24 hours, you're spending 8 hours, and then you are not beating me, that must be a dummy. Did I have anybody in mind? No. I was just telling how determined I was to be listed among the winners. Amen. I'm still trying to win. Praise God. I'm still trying to win. So I won't sleep the time they sleep. Are you checking when they sleep? No. I just know I can't sleep until when I finish the assignment for the day. Praise God. Somebody's life is changing here. Now, you can't run with my leg. I will have helped you. You will need your leg. I can only teach you how to run. You now put your leg on the track. I can only teach you how to wrestle, but I can't wrestle for you. The day of the match, you and the man, you go and face yourself. I can teach you how to box if I'm a boxer, but I can't box for you when the contest comes. I can tell you to be boxing the bag when you are practicing, not boxing me. Amen. Then when it's time, you now go whether you are boxing the bag correctly or not, you and him will face yourself. If it tears your mouth, go and amend it and come back again. But there is no way to win a race with another man's leg. There is no boxer who will become a champion with another man's fist. There is no wrestler with another man's muscles to win a wrestling contest. So wake up. You must win. I said you must win. You must win. No one here will miss the prize for this year. The award for this operation who is on the Lord's side, you must win your own. Lift up your two hands and give him thanks. Amen. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. We are going to witness resurrection wonders. The veils cast on the heart of people shall be torn apart. Your access to the holiest of all will be declared open. You will gain access to the manna in the golden pot. You will gain access to the tables of the covenant. You never get stranded again after this Easter. The Lord will deliver to you the mystery of resurrection, and you'll never be shut up in any grave anymore. So please joyfully invite people. We have the Easter special service flyers. Make them available. You have some testimony behind it. Understand the testimonies and share it with others. Jesus is coming to reenact the resurrection power in the midst of his people. Amen. Speak to today. Speak to this day. It's a great day. It's a public holiday, so everybody has all the time to make the most of the day in their stewardship with determination to win the race. Stay determined. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now, the Youth Alive Conference continues this morning. And the time is 8 a.m. And it's a whole day today, so get excited and please be part of it. It's going to be a life it started yesterday. It's going to be a life-transforming experience. Every session of the word is an opportunity for a change of story. So be there and be a part of it. And that happens in all of our area centers. And it all began yesterday. So endeavor to be there, all our youths. Praise the Lord. And Jesus will be there to meet with you. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Would you spread your hands towards these flyers and ask the breath of the Holy Ghost to go with them again today? And then lead to convictions and massive conversions and massive ingathering of souls into church this coming Sunday. Now, stretch forth your hand and speak that word. Holy Ghost, breathe upon these materials and turn them to effective sickles of harvest. To the glory and praise of your name, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap.
Lift your hand to heaven right now and begin to give glory to God. Give him praise, give him glory. Appreciate him and celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the honor that is due unto his name and celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Thank him and thank him from the depth of your heart. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor and worthy of all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.